Welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries. As we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today. And I know that you're going to be especially blessed by today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, the three foolish lovers. Paul wrote to Timothy that the last days would be perilous times, and he described 18 characteristics of the people who live in this age before the coming of Jesus Christ. And among them, he identified three foolish lovers, lovers of self, lovers of money, and lovers of pleasures. And he added, rather than lovers of God. This truly is a word of the Lord for us today. I'll be back at the end of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this message, The Three Foolish Lovers.
Because it's one thing, when you give people too much, they always waste it. If some people, if God would give you all that you need January the 1st to live the whole year, January the 2nd, you'd be saying, come on, welfare. Because you'd blow it, people would flim-flam you out of it. Are you out there? Fifth verse said, after being high-minded, you know, when they get that money and the prestige with it, they ain't going to come around and see you no more. I mean, how many ever found out in your family to get money and all of a sudden they don't want to name my poor cousin? I want to be around them. I'm going to be with the hoi polloi, the 400, the who's who. Said, these people have a form of godliness. They claim to be Christians. Ooh, when you were amazed, that's who these people are. He's talking about Christians. How many say amen? Let's see who are these Christians. They're in danger. They're in peril. They'll be lovers of their own self. Covetous are lovers of money. Boasters of what they got. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedience to parents. Unthankful. Unholy, without natural affections, no love for their families. And also this covers homosexuality, without natural affections. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, that means without self-control, raging, fierce, despisers of those that are good because that'll bring conviction on them. They don't want to be convicted. When you get this, the other people used to be your friends. Somebody said, boy, what's going to happen? You're going to have to give up all your friends. You don't have to give up all your friends. As soon as you get it, you ain't got no friends. They done gave you up. They see you on the street and they're going across the street. Traitors, turn you right in because self is number one. Don't you touch my money, honey. Don't you rob me of my pleasures. Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such do what? Turn away from the lover. These people that go down the money road are in trouble. Turn away from them self-lovers. Turn away from all the rest of them. Turn away with those that want pleasure. The only churches now mostly are having any crowds is the ones that's got pleasures. Everything is geared to pleasure. Who needs an altar call? It ain't no pleasure kneeling down. Who needs an altar? Because if I preach right, ain't nobody going to come. Everybody's talking about how you can get rich. And the ones getting rich is the one telling you about it. Because you're buying their books and their recordings and giving them $100 pledge to get it. Man, they graduated now. They want $1,000 and $10,000. I'm getting letters. I believe you're one of them ones. I got discernment. You're one of them ones to give $1,000. She said, don't you ask for help. I present the need and I tell them whatever the Lord tells you to give, you give. Who you giving to, the man or the Lord? If you're giving to the Lord, he said, if you give it to me, then it's going to be given to you in the same measure ratio that you gave to me. I'm going to give it back to you. I'm going to make men give in your bosom. Turn away from them. I've been preaching over 50 years, and according to the norm of preachers and preaching deliverance 50 years like I have, man, I should have all kind of millions. Rolls Royce. Maserati, Austin, Summer Palace, Winter Palace, in between palaces. I'm so tired from running to palaces, I can't preach anymore. Now, I like it the way God's got it. It keeps me praying every day. I don't forget him because I need him today. I got to pray every day. Give us. You know, you can't pray the Lord's Prayer saying me or I. You got to pray in the plural. Give us this day our daily bread. See, if you're lovers for self, all you're praying for is me. Bless me. My two, we three, my four, and no more. I know you don't like me. And I'm not endearing myself this morning to you. Denying the power thereof, brother. I'd rather have the power of God in my life than $1,000 or $1,000,000 in the bank. How many say amen? Because if I got the power of God in my life, that power of God will anoint my faith. And when I ask God, he's going to hear me and supply all of my needs financially, materially, physically, spiritually. And I have some to give to the church. Oh, yes. Okay, now we're going to examine the end of these three lovers. Or these three groups of people. Because these three lovers are really the same person. In other words, the love pleasures, you got to love yourself. And in the love pleasures in yourself, you got to have money to buy your pleasures. It's talking about the same person. How many say amen? Now, the people that are born in a poor situation, and I've seen it overseas, one of the poorest people in the world is the Haitians in Haiti. And that was the first nation that God let me go to. And when I saw their poverty, I literally got mad at God. I went to the Lord in anger and said, Lord, in the 20th century, how could you allow this situation when Americans throw more away in the garbage cans than these people will ever get to eat and waste? I saw one kid, he was lucky, he had the front pair of a pair of pants. Then I saw the other guy had the back pair, but most of them didn't have none for the front or the back. They had what they called the poor man's market, between the rich man's market and the mahogany market, where all the tourists would come, packed wall to wall like sardines with people that literally are born there and die in that spot. And all they live on is trying to beg something from the tourists when they come. And the guy who was taking us through it says, now, they're going to crowd you, but don't you give nobody any money. And I tell you, I seen that one little woman. I can still see her eyes looking at me. She was looking into my soul. I looked at her, and he took us away, and she followed us. And every time I look, I'd see them eyes piercing me, and she'd be doing this. I mean, I just had a good meal. And I told her, brother, I don't care what you told me to do. I'm going to give that woman money, or I'll never sleep again in my life. But you see, money wasn't the answer to their problem. Because in Port-au-Prince, they had 500,000 people. And like some of them said that they could spend $1 a meal and feed 1,000,000 a meal. So it'd be 1.5 million a day. You know what you'd have to spend there? 1.5 million a day forever. You hearing me? 1.5 million a day forever. When I got mad at the Lord said to me, "Oh, now hold up." He said the reason why they're in that condition is because they have rejected my son and they went to voodoo. And whatever you go after demons, that's what the demon will do. And the only religion that they went to had the great big building there, a cathedral. And one of the pictures that really got me was Jesus was on the cross, and this woman was there with her arms around his feet looking up to him. And that was the only hope they had in the spirit, either that or go to voodoo, or to go if they could get some ganja, which we would call marijuana, or something to drink to forget their miserable place. But then I saw, when we went to the top of the mountain to one of the missionaries that lived there, and when I saw people marching up the mountain, and I said, what are they doing? I said, they're going up to pray and fast. And I looked, and a lot of them had my magazine under their arm, and their face was shining. How many say amen? And God supplied their need, because when you go to these places that are poor, if they are Christians, you'll find out that God is supplying their need in their environment. You can't expect to be blessed when you don't have God. There is no blessings. The devil's out to destroy you. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. How many say amen? The poor is going to stay poor until they get a hold of God, and then God is going to bring them into that middle group that their needs are always supplied when they need it. Let's see what happens to the guy full of riches. See if you want it. See if you want to be rich. Rich is having God. And when you got God, he'll make you rich in your pocket by giving you what you need. He'll make you rich in your body that by his stripes you get healed and you have health. He'll satisfy your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. How many say amen? To be rich is to be an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. To be full of the Holy Ghost and have the joy of the Spirit that's unspeakable and full of glory. And have your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. How many say amen? And have an inheritance incorruptible under all that reserved in heaven. That's being rich, brother. Paul said he had nothing. He was like Jesus, but he possessed all things. He was rich. He could sing in the Philippi jailhouse. How many say amen? He could sing walking down the corridors to go out to get his head cut off. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. Henceforth, there's a crown of righteousness laid up for me that the Lord shall give me in that day, and not only to me, but to all them that love his appearing. How many say amen? Hey, he went out rich. He went out victorious. He went out an overcomer. But the Bible said with Lazarus, the rich man died and woke up into hell in the flames of fire. He was so rich. But that greed had him so much that he wouldn't even give Ed Bigger a meal. One of the servants had to come out and shake out the tablecloth so he could eat the crumbs. The dogs had more mercy because they licked his wounds.
Amen. What a word in due season by Brother Hardy, the three foolish lovers. I know you have been arrested by the Holy Spirit to receive these words of admonition and wisdom for the last days. The time has come for you to ask yourself, what kind of lover am I? Am I a lover of self, a lover of money, a lover of pleasures, or am I truly a lover of God and the things of God? Because you and I can never be satisfied with the things of this world, because you cannot satisfy the immortal soul with mortal things. Jesus warned that it would be the love of money and the deceitfulness of lust and riches that would cause many of his own people to lose out. Yet so many ignore this warning and heap to themselves teachers who preach a gospel of greed. Paul said they count gain as godliness. To them the fact that they are prospering is proof that they are blessed of God. But Paul said, turn away from these, because it is godliness with contentment. It is godliness with the sufficiency of your needs supplied that is great gain. Where is your treasure? Jesus said, where your treasure is, your heart is. He did not say, where your heart is, your treasure is, because your heart follows your treasure. You need this complete message. And for a love offering of $10 or more for the radio ministry, you can receive it on audio tape or CD. Ask for offer number 305T for tape or 305CD for CD. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Remember, for three foolish lovers, ask for 305T for tape or 305CD for CD, and send your love gift of $10 or more to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.